Good morning and greetings in our Savior's name on this, the first Sunday in a new year. Can you imagine 2022 is already ahead of us? You might wish to have your Bibles ready this morning. We're going to be reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. And also, you may wish to have your communion supplies ready, your communion elements, because at the end of the message, we'll be sharing in communion together. If we were meeting in our sanctuary today, we would begin by singing the hymn, Another Year is Dawning. I'm not going to sing it, but let me read these words. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with Thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving Thy presence all the days. Another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace. Another year of gladness in the shining of Thy face. Another year of leaning upon Thy loving breast. Another year of trusting, of quiet, happy rest. It may be that this past year has not been a quiet year of happy rest, particularly because of the so-called pandemic and the various restrictions that have been placed upon us. Some people have had a lot of fear during this time, the fear of catching it or the fear of going out or the fear of whatever. But we need to remember what St. Paul said to young Timothy. He said these words in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it might be good if we repeated that over and over again. Perhaps begin each morning with these words. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. The third verse of the hymn is another year of service, of witness for Thy love, another year of training for holier work above. Another year is dawning, dear Father, let it be, on earth or else in heaven, another year with Thee. Father and our God, how wonderful it is that You have allowed us to accept Your Son, Jesus, as our Savior and as our Lord. And we know by the power of Your Holy Spirit, You indwell the heart of every believer. We praise You and we thank You, and we ask Your continued blessings, Your blessing with Your Holy Spirit, so that we will be drawn closer and closer unto You, and that each one of us, as You so design, that we will be able to minister to others in the name of Jesus during this coming year. We pray Your blessing upon the year, upon every member of our congregation, every person who attends this church, and we pray, O Lord, for a mighty outpouring of Your Spirit. For we ask it in our Savior's name. Amen. We seemingly live in an age of great indecision. Frankly, things simply are not the way they used to be. Governments are forever changing. Business and industry have been encouraged, if not forced, to hire people by formula rather than by qualifications and experience. And the age-old story of our teenagers, they are often suffering from depression or suffering from influence from others, a peer pressure that tells them they need to get with it, whatever with it is. And the with it, pardon me, seems to change with great regularity. Many years ago, a hymn writer by the name of Henry Lyte, L-Y-T-E, wrote these words, "Change and decay all around I see." And in many ways, that seems to be a good summary of what's happening in this earth and in our country and perhaps even in our own municipality. Change and decay all around I see. However, the rest of the verse says, O thou who changest not, abide in me. And the one who changes not is God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, who changes not. As the Scripture says, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. praise be to God. Now, that passage is found in the book of Hebrews. I'd like to read the rest of the verses. So let us hear the word of God as we read from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Just as an aside, I wonder how many of us have entertained an angel over the past year or years, and we haven't actually realized it. But yet, by the word of God, we know that it's possible. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May we not forget these words. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Let us not forget these words. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And then the words, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one who is always relevant. He was always competent. On this first Sunday of 2022, it's important that we remind ourselves of our Savior's relevancy. The Lord willing, we'll look at his competency next week. Praise be to God. Jesus is always relevant, and he is always competent in everything. There's so much change going on in the world today. Change seems to be happening more quickly than ever before. If you and I were to look back over the last 100 years, we would see a phenomenal change that has taken place, even over the last 20 years and 10 years as we think about it. 100 years may seem like a long time to us, but in terms of eternity, it's just a very, very tiny period of time. However, we are reminded that in all of this, time past, present, and future, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we pause to think about it, this cannot be said of any other human being. This is supported by the teaching of the Bible and by our everyday experience. There are three reasons to support why Jesus is always relevant. Jesus Christ is relevant to every age, to every race, and to every need. Jesus is relevant to every age. We know what the author of the book of the Hebrews had to say, but we also know what the writer of the book of Revelation had to say, and he was quoting the words of Jesus. When Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In the Greek language, the alphabet, the first letter of the alphabet is Alpha. The last letter of the alphabet is Omega. So the equivalent in English would be the A and the Z. So Jesus is the A and the Z of all truth in every age. We also are reminded the words of Jesus when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Very important words for us. There seem to be many ways to God. People have thought that. They can do their own thing and reach God, but this is not what the scripture says. Jesus makes it clear that he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and no one, and that means no one, can come to the Father except through Jesus, accepting him as Savior and Lord. Remember, Jesus is the embodiment of all truth. Further, there never has been a time in the history of the world where our Savior's message and ministry have been irrelevant. Our blessed Savior's message is always relevant. In the same way that our alphabet encompasses every word in our communication, so Jesus embodies the message for every age. The gospel is never, and I repeat, never out of date. In fact, when we know the whole truth as recorded in sacred scripture, the Word of God anticipates even the headlines of the morning news. In many places in God's Word, we see the words, in the last days. Now, I believe we are in the last days. We are nearing them. If we're not actually in them, we are so close to them, we can almost taste it. These last days are before us, and you and I always need to be ready. To be ready, we need to put on the whole armor of God. To be ready, we need to continue to put all our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I have sometimes wondered why the Lord used the words the Alpha and the Omega, or in English, the A and the Z. I wonder if he was telling us that every word that we speak, every thought that we think, or put down on paper can be expressed through our alphabet. In the same way, every thought, every action, every activity under the sun and beyond is under the control of Jesus for those who have put their trust in him. We do not have to go outside of Jesus for anything that we need. It is our blessed Savior, our Lord Jesus, who not only encompasses all of eternity, past and future, but he spans all of time as we know it. Whether or not we like to admit it, all time relates to Jesus. Prior to his appearance in history, all events are dated B.C., meaning before Christ. After his coming, they are referred to as A.D., or Anno Domini, which is Latin, meaning the year of our Lord. Now, our calendars are adjusted accordingly. Everything that happens before Christ and everything that happens after his birth. Now, I know that more often we see today, instead of the letters B.C., we see the letters B.C.E., which stands in the secular world before the common era. But you and I know that it really is B.C. It is before Christ. Jesus is the changeless one. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is relevant to every age. Jesus Christ is relevant to every race. Again, we are reminded of a verse which now is very familiar to us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Someone has said, the mosaic of humanity is totalized in Jesus the Christ. This includes all humanity, not just part of it, not just some, but all. It includes every race, every color, every creed, every stature. God's word reminds us of many vitally important truths. For us to grasp this to its full extent, we need to refer to the beginning of John's gospel. Now, this is a very familiar passage of scripture, but I'm going to share it with us again this morning. It is something that we always need to keep in mind, particularly as we begin this new year. The Word of God says in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. And then down in verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Now, we know, as we see these words in print, that the word Word is capitalized. And this refers to the Logos. It refers to the Word. It refers to Jesus. So without doing any damage to the scripture, I'm going to go back and substitute the word Word, the capitalized word, for the name of Jesus. And so this passage of scripture reads this way. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, that is Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And then down in verse 14, Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John continues, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise be to God. We perhaps are all familiar with the little chorus that we used to sing in Sunday school. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. This is really important. All are precious in his sight. If only everyone in the world would recognize this, what a difference this would make. There's been a great travesty that has been shared throughout many years, and that has been circulated throughout the world. And that travesty is that our wonderful Savior belongs only to the people of the West and not the people of the East. This is absolutely incorrect. It is false. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, for all people. He is the same to men and women of every color, of every country, of every race and stature. When Jesus commissioned his disciples to go and evangelize the world, he said, preach the gospel to every creature. He said, make disciples of all nations. He said, I'm sorry, we cannot escape the words, every creature and all nature. All nations. There's a somewhat humorous story about an elderly Swedish lady who took her pastor to task one Sunday morning because he said that Jesus was a Jew and spoke Aramaic. Now, we know this to be true, of course, but this lady was really annoyed, and she took her pastor to task. She said Jesus was Swede, and he spoke Swedish. The pastor said, my dear sister, you may have some difficulty proving that. None at all, she said. So she reached for her Bible. She said, I have proof right here. And she pointed out the words of Jesus were all in Swedish. While this is somewhat a humorous story, there is a wonderful lesson in this for us. What is the lesson? This dear Swedish lady was absolutely convinced that Jesus was a member of her race. And there's an important truth in that for you and for me. Jesus is a member of every race. He comes alongside every person, whether they're of the East or of the West or wherever they are, whatever nation to which they belong, Jesus is there. He wants to be, he longs to be the Savior of every person. Jesus, the Christ, is relevant to every age, he's relevant to every race, and, praise be to God, he is relevant to every need. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. While it is true that we've had great technological changes throughout the centuries, humans on Earth basically have been exactly the same. They have not changed. We live with fashions and fads. They change. The fact is, humans have a nature that is the same as the nature of Adam and Eve. As humans, we will love and laugh. We will hunt and hate. We will buy and sell. And we will sin and die. That's just the way it is with human life. Sociologically, physiologically, and even psychologically, we may describe our needs in different terms, but essentially, we are the same. However, that's not true of our blessed Savior. As we all know by now, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ is contemporary with any and all ages, including ours. We live in a day and age whereby many people have come to believe that there are no absolutes. In fact, they believe that each person can do what he or she believes to be right. You've heard people say something like, well, you have your opinion and you're entitled to it, and I have mine and I'm entitled to it. Or they may say something like, you can believe what you believe, but I'll believe what I believe. Now, on the surface, that sounds okay. It sounds right. That is, unless there is an absolute truth. And the fact of the matter is, we know that there is an absolute truth, and that absolute truth is found in the Word of God, not in some other writing that claims to be the Word of God, but rather the 66 books that we have in both the Old and the New Testament combined. This is the Word of truth. The absolute truth is all wrapped up in Jesus, the Christ. Everything that's been written about him in the Word of God is absolutely true. We praise God. Everything that we know about him from the Word of God is absolutely true. Yes, people can believe what they want to believe, but what if they are wrong? If they don't put their trust in the Savior, then indeed they are wrong. Excuse me. There are people, even some who profess to be Christian, who do not fully understand who Jesus is and what he came to do. I would encourage every person to reread those verses, the first two or three verses of John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 14, to be reminded as to whom Jesus really is. There are people who simply do not know that Jesus is God in human form, that Jesus came to this earth with a purpose. His purpose is all wrapped up in people. Jesus provided the way for people to spend all of eternity with him. Jesus is coming back to this earth to establish his kingdom. He is going to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Through Jesus, absolute everything, from the smallest atom to the universe itself, holds together. All I can ask is, on this first Sunday of a new year, do you know him as your Savior and Lord? Have you placed all your trust in him? Pardon me. Do you know for certain that when your soul, mind, spirit, and personality leave your body, at the time of physical death, that you will go out into all of eternity to be with him? After all, Jesus the Christ is absolutely relevant to every age. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we praise you for your word, and we thank you for Jesus. Jesus being our Savior and the Lord of our life. I pray that all who are watching this broadcast, that they will put their complete trust in you, Lord Jesus, as Savior. Make you the Lord of their life. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Now also, if we had been meeting together in person this morning, we'd be sharing in communion. And just as we would approach the communion service, we would sing together the well-known hymn, The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And of course, you and I know that this only applies to all who put their trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord. And so on the night in which our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he had his disciples together, gathered around a table. They didn't sit around the table like we would. They were actually prone. They were laying down. And they would, there would be a short table. And they would be there. They would, the head would be toward the table, and their feet would be stretched out behind them. But Jesus had them together, and he took bread, an element that they were used to eating, and he took this bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your gift of salvation, paid for by the life of your Son, Jesus, so that all who put their trust in you may share in eternity with you, may have the gift of eternal life. We praise you and we thank you. And in particular, Lord Jesus, we thank you from the depths of our being for who you are and what you've done for each of us. Amen. I invite you now to take of the bread and eat of it. And after supper was finished, Jesus took the cup and he says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes." And praise be to God. We remember his death. We remember his resurrection. But we also remember that he's coming again, perhaps soon. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for our Lord Jesus Christ, your blessed, beloved Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing your blood to be spilled. Spilled so that our sin would be covered in the Father's eyes. And as he looks upon all who put their trust in you and what your blood means to us, that Jesus, we would be looked upon by our Heavenly Father as being sinless. This is a miracle. It's not something we can attain on our own. It's only something that has been done for us, and you did it for us. Lord Jesus, we praise you, and we thank you. Amen. And now let us drink of this cup in remembrance that it was Christ's blood that was shed for the remission of your sin and mine. May all praise, honor, and glory be given unto you, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.